provision is a constant need. Our hearts and minds, like all living things, need nourishment. Yesterday's meal will not satisfy today's hunger. It is regular input that provides energy and health. So it is our hope that these little thought bites will provide some daily nourishment and will be helpful to you in three ways. First, these little things will bring back the big things. For instance, the beach has a wonderful smell after you've been away from it for a while. A little whiff of the ocean air can bring back a flood of memories, feelings, and experiences. In the same way, a word or a phrase can often trigger the memory and understanding of a big idea and all the insight that accompanied learning it. These little thoughts will reconnect you to any positive feelings and learnings you had as you read or listened to First Things First. Second, they will increase the space between stimulus and response. Between what happens to us and our response to it is a space, and in that space is wisdom, awareness, reflection, our inner compass. Hopefully, a quick thought bite from this program can create the moment it takes to visit that space and get your bearings. And the faster you're traveling, the more important that is. Third, they will lead to and garnish your wisdom literature habit. We become what we think. As you nourish your mind and heart on a regular basis with those things that uplift and inspire, your very nature, your character will change, and the quality of the decisions you make will be significantly enhanced. Hopefully, this audiobook will provide a little of that nourishment. Now we'll only take a moment to listen to a thought or two, but that moment will enable you to connect with principles that have been part of the wisdom of every truly successful individual and civilization throughout time. As you travel through life, it is our desire that these little thoughts will become trail markers to help you along the way.
Basing our happiness on our ability to control everything is futile. While we do control our choice of action, we cannot control the consequences of our choices. Universal laws or principles do. Thus, we are not in control of our lives. Principles are.
We live in a modern society that loves shortcut techniques. Yet quality of life cannot be achieved by taking the right shortcut. There is no shortcut. But there is a path. The path is based on principles, revered throughout history. If there is one message to glean from this wisdom, it is that a meaningful life is not a matter of speed or efficiency. It's much more a matter of what you do and why you do it than how fast you get it done.
The power is in the principles.
Be governed by your internal compass, not by some clock on the wall.
If the thing you've committed to do is principle-centered, you gradually become a little more principle-centered. You keep the promise to yourself, and your own integrity account goes up. One of the best ways to strengthen our independent will is to make and keep promises. Each time we do, we make deposits in our personal integrity account. This is a metaphor that describes the amount of trust we have in ourselves, in our ability to walk our talk. It's important to start small.
For most of us, the issue is not between the good and the bad, but between the good and the best. So often, the enemy of the best is the good.
In the absence of wake-up calls, many of us never really confront the critical issues of life. Instead of looking for deep chronic causes, we look for quick fixes, band-aids and aspirin to treat the acute pain.